The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
The Deadpool's open, by the way. Go to TNTRadioEmpire.com. Click on the Todd and Tyler Deadpool or TNTDeadpool.com. Fill your list out. Closes on New Year's Eve, midnight, Central Time.
Is it for comics?
Well, you're not allowed. Because you're a friend of the show. Yeah. So we try not to kill people
off.
You are ineligible.
Well, yeah. Thank God.
They can't put your name down.
Were you friends with Gallagher?
No, we weren't.
Thank God.
Met him once. But did anybody have Gallagher when he died?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I don't think there were any hits on that.
It's been a rough year for comedy. Yeah, it has been.
Judy Tenuta. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did you know her?
Yeah.
Was she cool?
She was. She was the first female comic I ever worked with.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she used to, like, in the old days, if you were an MC, sometimes they made you responsible for the headliner.
Okay.
And I was literally at her beck and call for the entire week.
Oh, so you were like their assistant?
Yeah, but it was so cool because she was the first, also the first quote-unquote famous person I ever met.
Yeah, she was famous.
Yeah, she was very sweet. And then I never saw her again, but it was just...
Yeah.
She was so nice.
That's cool. Was she dating? She was dating
Emo.
Emo Phillips. Yeah, back in the day.
I think when we met Emo, they were done, and we were not allowed to talk about Judy Tenuta.
Isn't that funny?
He just didn't want to talk about Judy Tenuta. Think about all the things you weren't allowed to.
I'll never forget who I love now, Bobby Collins. Very funny comic.
Yeah. I've never met him, but I like him too, man.
Didn't we?
Did we ever meet Bobby? I don't think Bobby was in town.
Might have been before you guys.
I thought so, yeah.
Wow. Well, Bobby was very funny. He was really popular when I started in the early 90s. Yeah. You know, I started, 94, whatever. And he was super popular then. And you weren't allowed to bring paper on stage as an MC. Those were the rules. I started in Cleveland, and this woman, Sarah Nye, she ran that whole thing. That's how, like, Kyle, I ended up out here. Like, all of them were formulaic. So you had rules as an MC. They told you, they were like, don't worry about being funny. Don't talk to the audience.
Remember that, Nick.
I never worry about Nick. But for real,
like a lot of when I see these young kids, you go places, not here because Kyle runs it the right way, an MC will be selling stuff outside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Talk to the audience. Swear. Like if you swore or you spoke to the audience, you were fired. Like your job.
The MC wouldn't do anything.
The job.
No comedy.
Your job was to move the show along. And be humorous. And then you would grow. You would be eligible to be added a minute if you did what you needed to do.
But if you decided you wanted to do 10 seconds of crowd work, you're done.
Done. Yeah. Out. Unless it had to do with protecting the stage.
Okay.
Okay? So, and you weren't supposed to bring any pieces of paper on stage. This is a professional place. Mm-hmm. You want to be a professional.
Memorize your lines.
Memorize what you're supposed to do. And that even went for... introductions. But Bobby Collins handed me a laminated index card, okay? A big one with evening at the improv, there's a blah, 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 all these big things. It was a lot.
Yeah.
So I kind of just picked, I tried to remember as many as I could, and I put it down and went on stage and I said, you know, welcome. And I must have said at least six of the 15.
Okay.
But
and
you didn't
he
get them
got
all?
On stage and he whispered to me as I'm shaking his hand, I'll see you after the show. And I was like, wow, what did I, pronounce
Collins
wrong?
You said that in a mean tone?
Yeah. I didn't click. Afterwards, he picked up the card and he pointed at it real hard, like snap. And he goes,
"That's a lot to memorize."
And he goes,
man.
"I work. How many times have you been on TV?" And I'm like, "None."
None.
And he goes, "I worked hard for each of these credits. You read this. Take this on stage.
I'll take it on stage.
And you read it."
Okay.
So then I'm like, "Now, real I, who I am now, has not kicked in." Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not that person, but there are. It's a sapling. So I took it on
stage. Oh, yeah,
stage,
it was always in you. I know
right?
that. Yeah,
and
yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, okay, I got to read it. I go, the next comedian.
Oh, you messed with him.
Come into the stage, and I pretended like I didn't know how to read correctly.
Yeah, so you're making fun of special
and then,
kids on stage.
And he goes, my husband, basically. I was a psychic. And He goes, okay, well played, and we've been friends ever since.
That worked, though. Yeah. He wasn't mad at that.
Yeah, he wasn't mad.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
He goes, well played. But sometimes that's what it takes to turn it around.
Okay, when did you become, were you ever mean to your MCs? I mean, I'm sure, Nick, you opened up for her years ago.
I did.
Was she mad at you?
No, you got mad, but it was justified. Because I did a joke. I was hosting a show, and I did a joke that mentioned the clitoris right at the beginning of the show.
Oh.
And then afterwards, you were like... What's like you were not happy about it. And Colleen, I was like, yeah, she's mad about it. She's like, she should be. Then Colleen said, it's a lot to set the table with, which was something that stuck with me just for
you remember that.
Because, you know, the first 10 minutes of a show.
I don't remember, but
you know,
I would have answered that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But those are things, though. You say, like, especially in the past 10 years, I've said, I'd like my openers to be clean.
Right, yeah. I see that.
And... when someone thinks clitoris is clean,
right.
it's a whole discussion because, like, you go, wait a second,
right.
That's just not
you
a
told,
coffee.
Did Colleen tell you to be clean before the show with Tammy?
No.
But
and I'm not perceptive enough to, like, you know, realize
but you,
that.
But you have to understand. But you know what?
How long ago was
that
this,
was
Nick?
Also on.
A dozen years,
12,
probably.
Okay, 12
but
years,
you know something? That's on me, too, because. You know what? That's everybody has a different perception. Everybody's coffee talk
well,
is
let,
different.
Well, you let
table.
Colleen be the bad guy in that situation. That was nice of you because Colleen has no problem being the bad
no,
guy.
No, I must have been
and,
the bad
and
guy.
And I think I was totally surprised because that was nothing he had done before.
Said before, right? You didn't,
so
you didn't think Nick would even find
relaxing,
one of those things.
It's a nice crowd.
No. Personally,
I was excited about the new joke. I'm like, oh, I guess I'll have to wait and do that somewhere else.
Yeah, I like
save
my comedians who have clean clitorises.
Yeah. I'll leave.
So have you ever been a bitch to somebody else knowing that what you had to go through?
You've known me for 30 years.
Yeah, of course
so?
You have. Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know it off the top. I've never just randomly been. It's always been
a reason.
Warranted.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's been warranted.
Right,
you know
right.
what I mean? I don't just randomly. Like, I really take what I do seriously.
I know you do.
And I think that when you're young, you don't understand the concept of this all falls on my shoulders as a headliner. No one goes, that MC sucked. They say the show sucked.
It's your picture in the lobby.
And it's my mortgage.
And you're also, you're right, you're making the living. The MC's not making a living.
Right.
You know?
And I always look at it, and it's, I don't just say this because I'm here with Kyle, but when every week when I go, I work at that club that week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a traveling comic. I work at the Omaha Funny Bone. I work at the Des Moines Funny Bone. I work at the Zanies or the Improv in Chicago. Like, that's where I work that week. We're all working together here.
Right. Yeah.
We got to make this work. This is if I have a crappy show, they're not going to tip you as much.
That's true.
They're not going to come back. Now you have to let one server go because there's less people because they're like, they had a horrible time with this one. And they hold everyone else accountable for it. I mean, I went through that because I was a female comic who came up in a time when female comics weren't the norm. So they go, I don't like female comics. It was my job to show you that I was funny. And then you would forget I was a woman.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. I think people hold that
Nick's
against comedy shows, too. Right. Yeah.
It is a woman comedian, too, and you're dropping a CL word.
Well, if people see a band that they don't like, they're not like, I'm out on music.
No.
I'm done. But I've heard people, if they don't go to comedy shows very often, like, oh, yeah, I went to comedy and it wasn't any good. Like, no, it might have been like that comic or that show wasn't good. It's not the whole genre overall.
That's a good point.
Had a bad experience that night.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, everybody's had a bad sexual experience and you still try it again.
That's right. That's why you send a picture of somebody else's dink, right?
That's
that works
for
you. So, I love when people try to heckle a lot of comedians, but I've seen people try to do you and you. that you don't suffer fools, right?
Yeah.
Especially when it's a woman. You don't suffer fools going right back at women.
And, you know, I don't know.
And it's usually
what
is a woman, too, you know.
It usually is for me.
For you, it is, yeah.
It just usually is. Yeah. I think it was here that I came up with that line, are you just too old to strip?
Yeah.
And, like, you just need attention so bad. Like, it's. And I don't know why that is. That's where I always felt like that women supporting women thing was such a fallacy, because I would see so many women just really give me a hard time. I'm like, dude, you know how hard this is? Like,
they don't.
You have any clue? I don't know why people do it. I do think that when you know who you are, people sit there and their insecurities just eat at them and they can't control themselves. Like,
it is their insecurities, right?
Their insecurities.
If their boyfriend's laughing at you, not husbands are a little different, but a boyfriend, they're jealous, that kind of crap.
Well, the older I've been getting and the chubbier I get, it's easier with all
great.
That stuff.
You look great.
You know what I mean? I don't have. It's not like when I was a 22-year-old girl and had to wear two bras.
Right.
It's a big difference. Now I have to wear two, one to keep them up and one to keep them from hitting my knees. Maybe that's what the pouch is for. But I think it's just, I don't know, everybody's. Thinks their opinion counts now because social media.
Social media.
Mm-hmm. Social media. Everybody wants to hear what they have to say.
If you read every comment that's coming in on social media every morning on the air, like if you just interrupted the show to read it, you'd never have a show.
No.
Right? And that's what they think now. They can just. What drives me more nuts is if you like me, you don't like me. You don't think I'm funny, fine. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I know what I do.
Right.
It might not be for you, okay? And I get that. I couldn't possibly. But what drives me nuts is when people aren't paying attention.
Yeah.
They're on their phones, they're talking, and then it's that you don't think I'm funny, that you weren't paying attention.
You weren't, right? You weren't paying
attention.
And
they have a couple martinis.
Yeah.
That helps fuel it.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, I did a corporate show 2 weeks ago.
What kind of company?
It was a car company that had a bunch of, they have like used cars and like mechanics cars. They have like four of them, okay?
Got it.
This guy interrupts me in the middle of the show. First of all, it's 36 people in a ballroom, round tables. The lights don't go off.
Oh,
I'm on a platform.
The bright lights.
Yeah, horrible.
Worse. Brutal.
Right. It's all prostitution, quite frankly. Okay. It's the
Nick
form.
Nick did one last night, but it was better lighting. Pretty like decent lighting.
And they turned the lights down.
That was in the garage. Yeah.
But it was 3.5 hours from my house, Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Oh, you were in Hershey. Okay.
I could sleep in my own bed.
Right.
I got to watch my son's playoff game the night before.
Okay.
In the middle of the show, this guy starts to heckle me, and I start slanting.
Is he the boss?
Turns out he's the boss.
Oh, he's a jackass.
Right? I say, what's your name?
Taking attention off him.
I say, what's your name? He's like, KJ. I go, does the first K stand for Kanye? Because you say inappropriate things at the wrong time, right?
Oh, okay.
Of course, they all die.
Yeah.
He's pissed.
Is he? Oh.
I literally get my first bad corporate review.
Really?
Ever.
Because he's the boss?
Ever. He's the boss. They said, I told a joke about my son. Now, I told you, the game was the night before, right? But I'm trying to relate to these people because he's also a boss that has a corporate retreat on a weekend that doesn't invite spouses.
No, really?
Right? Wow. So I go, boy, I go, you guys are really hitting the... I go, when Kanye over here doesn't spring for your spouses.
He's not a black guy, is he?
Not at all. That's what was so funny.
I was
the opposite. Dockers and everything. Like,
now
you know what
drop,
I mean?
You're going to drop the Nazi line now.
I didn't know about it, but it was like before he really went off the rails.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, exactly.
You know who loved you in that crowd? Everybody but Kanye.
Everybody but Kanye, because that's what happened. I didn't get the bad review till Tuesday. The show was on Saturday. Monday, I was fine.
Yeah.
But by the end of Monday, he'd been called Kanye 42 times.
Oh, by my work, yes.
Sure. Yeah. And by Tuesday, he hated me. Like, if he could have shot me, he would have shot me. But I said a joke. I just said, well, I bet your spouses are thrilled to not only have to cover all week long with your kids, But now on the weekend too, while you're off on a retreat, I go just like I go. You know, my husband has a cover for me for my kids' playoff game,
right.
Which was really the night before. I'm just trying to relate to these people,
right?
Because I told the story about my kid being a freshman and playing varsity,
right?
And there's a big difference between a 14-year-old boy's strength and an 18-year-old.
Because yeah, they're big,
huge. Yeah,
absolutely.
I go, buddy, how was the game? He goes, I lined up against a senior. He had a beard, tattoos, and child support payments.
Yeah, that's my son.
Right?
Screw that kid.
Minus child support payments. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, that's my kid's sense of humor, right? Yeah. So I tell that, and he told the people, and she just seemed like she would much rather have been at her son's game.
Whoa, you made one. You made a joke out of it.
Yeah, like you just made that huge assumption. I go, first of all, I go, I don't really care. You could say whatever. As long as your check cleared, like the booking agent. I go, but that's truly one of the most misogynistic things I've ever heard because he was called Kanye 17 times. Yeah, I mean, that's what happened.
Insecure boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
your kid came up with that line?
Yeah, isn't that great?
Well, first
he's
of all,
so funny.
That's funny. Well,
he's
first
so
of all, his
funny.
Dad's Luca.
Yeah. He's
yeah, his dad's
so
really funny.
Both of them. What about me?
Dad's
I'm
really funny. Yeah, you're funny. Yeah.
Mom's
dad,
funny, too.
Luca's really funny.
My kid is so naturally funny. He's funny in the way that I probably was when I was a kid, but I got in trouble for.
Okay.
You know, and I try to just let it ride out with bumpers.
Man.
You know?
So when you get a bad review at a corporate, does that go somewhere? Is there like a list of people when they hire you guys?
Well, it was a brand new corporate buyer.
Okay.
So he probably won't use, they probably won't use me anymore. I'm like, I showed up on time. Right. I did their stupid sound check. Yeah. Apparently there was a meet and greet that I was supposed to stay for, but no one told me there was a representative from the company there.
Yeah.
The representative from the company sent me a text saying, I got so many compliments. You were the hit of the weekend. Da, da, da. Yeah. I go, whatever, man. Yeah. You know.
Have you gotten bad reviews at a corporate, Nick?
Not that they reached out for. I'm sure there were, some companies that, either never hired another comedian or waited a little while after I did their thing. But
it's not my bad review ever. Yeah. It's not my first bad review.
Well, Colleen hooks people up with corporates all the time. They ever call you back and are mad at you?
Yes, that has happened.
It's not your fault.
It has happened because, you don't know what they're going to deliver,
they're uptight,
what the circumstances are. You can give them the boundaries, but they get in there just like with Tammy being in there. Who knew that guy was going to
He goes, he also gave the classic heckler line that I wasn't engaging until he interjected.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's because of you.
Oh,
it's because of you.
He was helping.
But
he's
have to know it's that guy's just a dink.
Of course he is.
Right?
He's a boss.
Dink picture is his profile pic. he's a living, standing, walking dink.
Yeah.
And everybody who works there is miserable. And it's like you just know that I feel sorry for the people he works for. You can go ahead and give me that review. I know who I am.
Right.
Yeah, but you're gonna other than that, we're gonna go to Judge Judy if you don't want to try to pay me.
Pretty sure he wouldn't have gotten pissed if you were a man.
I think you're right. Yeah. I hate to say that. I don't think he would have.
He would have felt as threatened.
Right, to take it from you.
Or if everybody at work called Kanye for 3 days.
I'm telling you, what happened, because the review didn't come in until Tuesday. If he was really upset, there was a representative from the corporation there. He would have immediately took her aside.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And spoke to her. Or it would have been within texting, emails. Before Monday morning, it would have been done.
No,
right?
He got called Kanye all day Monday.
That's exactly what happened.
Then he put the review in.
I actually, I did call there and ask for Kanye. Three times.
That'll teach him.
Oh, no.
He was just trying to help your show.
If anybody would like to call Apple Motors. I heard there's a guy named Kanye.
Apple Motors in Hershey. All right.
Somewhere
that's my hometown area. I can put that out there. I'm from that area, so I get hold of people.
Yeah. Just saying.
Call Kanye at Apple Motors.
I did a smaller corporate once, and the people, it was like the kid of the guy that owns the company. He was like a VP, just entitled douche. Just cackled throughout the entire thing. And like, I'll never go there to get my car fixed. And I've actively encouraged people not to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
Well, it is funny how, like, I had a corporate a long time ago that was a horrible corporate, but they didn't complain about me. the kid of the owner of this giant manufacturing company sat right on, got drunk and decided that he was going to sit on the stage with me. Now I'm about 25. Oh, he's probably about 28. Oh. And it's a small, and he's like sitting, trying to grab my butt. It's
what,
like,
really?
And again, man. I'm young, I don't know how to handle it. And I'm just trying to finish the show and heckle him. And it was, no one did anything. That's, like, you know what I mean? Not that I expect them to throw him out, but like, at least go, come on down. You're embarrassing. That no one could. You could see the fear in the people's eyes. Now, don't forget, this is the 90s.
Right.
That guy was doing that to people
all the time.
Daily.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. As the boss's
That's
kid.
His MO.
Yeah. Did all the other employees apologize for him afterward?
Profusely, yeah. You know, because they know what they had to deal with. Yeah, it's a weird thing, man. Douches never know who they are.
Right?
Yeah, they're not very self-aware.
I
You're
love
correct.
That line. Douches never knew who they are.
It can't be them.
Signed Tammy Pescatelli. I like that. We're going to use that. I could put that on a gravestone
That's
somewhere.
That's a headstone.
Douches, douches don't know who the hell they are. Right?
So when we encounter people who don't like us, it's because they're not paying attention.
Is that it? Yeah. I think that's cool. What we got out of this. Yeah,
that's it.
Good job, Tom.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
That's why
we learned
here.
Nothing else today. We got that.
Next week, Puss, what's coming up? You know,
next week, I just confirmed our buddy Lewis Black's going to call.
All right, cool. Nice.
Also talking to Steve Byrne next week.
What's Lou got going on? He just wants to talk?
Yeah. Okay. Check in before
Steve
Christmas.
Steve Byrne, never met Steve Byrne.
No, we talked to him once before.
And now he's a Pittsburgh
phenomenal.
Boy. I know he's good.
Yeah. Phenomenal. And he apparently just filmed one of the best specials. People are raving about
and
it.
And that's what we're talking to him
okay.
about.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. I heard it was phenomenal.
Yep. And then
Pittsburgh guy.
What
yeah.
was his movie when
it's
we talked to him last time?
It was called The Opener.
Okay, yeah.
The Opener.
I saw it. It's very good.
Yeah, and about this time next week, Greg Warren will be here.
Greg?
Woo!
Nice. Yeah. But this weekend, go see Tammy Pescatelli tonight at the Funny Bone or tomorrow night at the Funny Bone if you're in the Kearney, Nebraska area tonight. Nick's
yeah, I'll
there.
Be at the other side tonight and then tomorrow from 5 to 7 at Barnado here in Omaha for the album release.
And that's early.
Doing
that's
a short
free.
Set.
That's free. And go over and see, can we go, well, go see Colleen, obviously, but go see.
Say hello to me. I'm over.
Feature act Tyler Walsh, a friend of the
Tyler
show,
Walsh,
of course.
And hosting is David Kausgaard, who will okay. not be dirty.
Well, if you
will be a delight.
Yeah. Yeah, right, just Nick? Clitoris is the yes. password.
Right. Oh, gosh, going to hear that all damn night.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Go see Tammy Pescatelli, and the website for your gigs other places, Tammy, is?
Pescatelli.com.
And Apple Motors in Hershey, Pennsylvania?
I think it's
or is it York.
York.
York, Pennsylvania. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Colby's calling them right now.
Please,
yeah.
ask for Kanye. Tell him Tammy sent you.
Good
Lord.
Seeing you again, Tammy. Love you, man. Take care of yourself.
I love
right.
you guys.
Come on back Monday. We'll see you Monday. Thanks.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.